Good afternoon. We have another beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England, with high pressure holding strong from the Great Lakes in southern Canada, south and east across interior New York and New England. The skies are clear and plenty of sunshine will remain in place right on through the day. At the same time, the high pressure center is deflecting any clouds and storminess well off to our south in the Ohio Valley, with showers sliding through the mid-Atlantic region and out over the open Atlantic. Temperatures will be allowed to climb today above yesterday's levels, and most places will be in the lower 70s for afternoon highs. With the high overhead tonight, skies will be mostly clear, and it will be seasonably cool. Lows will drop back into the lower to mid-40s, with some 30s in outlying areas. As that high slides off the eastern seaboard, we'll have plenty of sunshine and a developing southerly breeze tomorrow. Some scattered clouds will mix in, especially later on in the day, but not before temperatures soar into the middle and upper 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the next front, which will be sweeping through the Great Lakes and Midwest on Thursday night. Out ahead of this front, temperatures will stay mild into Friday morning, although clouds will tend to build in by the early morning drive. Clouds will increase and thicken during the day Friday. Temperatures will reach up to about 70 out ahead of the front, but by about lunchtime, we'll start to see showers moving in from the west, maybe even a burst of rain in the afternoon with a rumble of thunder not out of the question as the front passes by during the latter stages of the afternoon and into the evening hours. At this point, we'll see a drying trend take place into Friday night. Unstable air, thanks to a cool pool of air aloft, will be with us over the weekend. As a result, we'll have in-and-out sunshine and even some cloudy periods with scattered showers on Saturday and Sunday. It'll be rather blustery and certainly cooler than it's been, with highs on Saturday in the mid-60s and back into the upper 50s on Sunday. We'll make a return to the 60s early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across the southern half of Oklahoma into northwestern Texas. And surrounding this area, a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northwestern Texas northeastward across the lower Missouri and mid-Mississippi valleys. Heating will occur across the region, and moderate to strong instability is likely to develop, producing clusters of severe thunderstorms, perhaps beginning as supercells. Large hail and damaging winds appear likely across the enhanced risk area. In addition, a tornado or two will be possible with any initial storms on the front, where northerly surface winds enhance low-level shear. Storms should rapidly increase in coverage and develop into western Texas during the evening hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 90, set in 1911. And the record low, 29, in 2010 and in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:07 p.m. 14 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and even milder today, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Clear and a bit chilly tonight, with lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and milder today, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny skies, milder weather today, with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-40s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny skies and warmer today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds even warmer in the mid to upper 70s. Near 70 Friday with thickening clouds and showers likely in the afternoon, maybe even a thunderstorm. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday with some late-day showers in the mid-60s. A passing shower Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday back into the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.